riffing on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Good morning, and correction, this is Alderman Don Brown filling in for Matt Flynn on Matt Flynn Direct this week. Special Waukesha edition. We're calling it Don Brown Connect as we talk about all things Waukesha. But we are taking your calls, so please feel free to call. No one's called me in the first hour. I guess there was a call that didn't go through, and we apologize for that. So try us again if you're still listening out there, whoever that may be. I have a few guesses on that. So I feel it's my obligation to report it because it's news and it pertains to Waukesha, but I don't want to spend too much time on that. But I did learn that it was announced, I think late last week, that the suspect involved in the holiday parade attacks will be going to trial October, I believe it's October 3rd to the 28th. And you'll never hear me say his name on this, you know, and I just hope that the legal process does its course. But more importantly, you know, I want to focus on the healing process and the people involved and people that continue to inspire us every day. And, you know, Sam had reminded me, and I saw it here on my news feed, that the Dancing Grannies participated in the St. Patrick's Day parade in Milwaukee over the weekend. And you really wish I could have been there for that. That must have been really quite a moment for those in attendance at the parade and for the Dancing Grannies in particular. Great news. And then, you know, Sam had informed me too at the Extreme Dance Showcase. I believe it was one of the young girls who was injured in the attack made her first appearance, I guess, on stage or doing a solo. And for, you know, for those that were there for that, that was really quite a moment. And, you know, very excited to hear that. And you know, can't say enough about these families and our community and our resilience as we continue to heal and move forward. And as we look forward to St. Patrick's Day week, you know, certainly, you know, it'd be great to see if any of these bars or pubs are doing anything. And, as I understand, many of the victims and families, you know, financially there's been a lot of support. But if there are any of those that are still in need of anything, you may be reaching out to some of these owners. This will be a good time for them business-wise, and especially for downtown. It's a good chance to generate some business. I know there was, for a while there, and I don't think it's true anymore, there was kind of a reluctance or a hesitancy about going to downtown for, you know, to have a meal or a drink or even to conduct any business. And so this will really be a chance for us to come out and shine. And if it's never too late, any ideas for any kind of fundraisers or any shows of support, certainly encourage that. And a few other things going on for St. Patrick's Day on the list that I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, especially a couple places in my original District 1, Ray's Grain Brewing Company on 1725 Dolphin Street. They'll be celebrating St. Patrick's Day starting at 11 a.m. with Green Pivo Boho. Sam, have you had the Pivo Boho yet?
I haven't even heard of that.
It's a Pilsner, and it rocks. It's probably one of the best Pilsners I've had in a long time. In fact, they can save the green dye and just serve the Pivo Boho. they also have bangers and mash, you know, great Irish dish. Definitely go there for some bangers and mash. And then they're doing what's called the Outside the Gate Nitro Stout. And they've already got some great stouts there in the queue already, including, I know that the Black Walnut is one of my favorites. So, and they do mention March Madness Fun, so they'll have the TVs on. And yeah, you know, St. Patrick's Day is also the first day of March Madness, so you can say there's some great timing with that. And Sam, can you tell me the meaning behind the name Outside the Gate Nitro Stout? I'm kind of guessing here, but I believe it's an educated guess. So the Guinness Brewery in Dublin is located, it's called St. James Gate is the gate that kind of guards the brewery. And so I think that's where the Outside the Gate comes from. Another great story, when I was visiting Ireland in 1996, that was my first trip actually to Dublin, where I would actually work 20 years later. I'd be working there for a year. But I'd gotten a free tour of the Guinness Brewery because I was managing an Irish pub in Chicago. And and our distributor had arranged that, our Guinness distributor. But as I was walking out of the out of St. James Gate and down the cobblestone road and back into Dublin or into the city, there were some Russian travelers. They were asking me for directions, and they thought that I was one of the locals, which to me as Irish American was kind of a great great badge of honor. And although certainly I couldn't help them because that was my first trip to Dublin, and my sense of direction anyway is where I lick my finger and hold it up and see where the wind's going. But so that was a fun memory. Just up the road from Ray's Grain Brewery, coming back to the Fifth Province and into Waukesha, Sweet Perfection's Bake Shop at 1501 Paramount Drive, Suite C, will be offering Irish sweet treats, including a grasshopper cheesecake, mint chocolate chip cupcake, Irish Dream cupcake, shamrock butter out cookies, as well as some dessert options. So some other intoxicants out there, other than beer, it's not a bad day for some added sugar. So make sure to put Sweet Perfection's Bake Shop on your list of things to do for St. Patrick's Day week. So I also wanted to remember, we're focused here on Waukesha and all things Waukesha, but we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that, there's a war going on in the sovereign nation of Ukraine has been invaded by Russia. That's old news. But, I remember I was talking to my mother back home in Western New York, and we talk a lot, especially, she's recently widowed. And she'd asked if the Milwaukee area had a big Ukrainian community. And I couldn't really speak intelligently to that. I knew that when I lived in Chicago and I lived there for like 15 years that, there was, and there was a Ukrainian village. But I did learn recently that my daughter's boyfriend, who's Polish-American, has a Polish surname, he'd recently learned that his family is also Ukrainian as well. And so, but for any of you of Ukrainian heritage locally, certainly our thoughts go out to you and to them. And anybody wants to call into the show this week while I'm here to talk about their perspectives and or to share what it means to them, certainly that's why we're here, and the lines are open. So, back here to Waukesha, some questions I've, want to raise this week and encourage people to call in, and I'll certainly be giving my own opinions, but there's, three questions I want to raise for everyone out there to think about. The first one is, what is your number one issue about Waukesha? Like, what's going on that needs to be addressed by our city government, our local businesses, or as a community? Number two, and this comes from when I was at one of the Celebrate Waukesha breakfasts, probably going back maybe 1 or 2 years, Mayor Riley had said something that still stands with me. And he, as someone who was born and raised here, he'd said he doesn't like, in fact, I think he said he hates when people refer to Waukesha as a suburb, because to him, he'd figured it's not just another suburb, it's its own very unique city. And I feel the same way as a diverse university community with a lot to offer and a lot of potential too, a lot of enormous potential, both economically and culturally and socially. Well, that's three things, not just both. But we'd love to hear from people in their mind, why is Waukesha not just another suburb? And so I'd want to hear more about that. Sam, we'll be asking you too, since you grew up here. And third question is, in my capacity as an alderman, I've had the honor of serving on, representing the city on the board of directors for the Waukesha-Pewaukee Visitors and Convention Bureau. And I was assigned to a committee to focus on what we can do to make Waukesha more of a destination spot. And so what I'd love to hear from those of you listening is, what would you like to see? What kind of concept would you like to see for Waukesha as a destination spot? That would be a real driver that would bring people in from not just, bordering towns, but in the area and even regionally and nationally. And a few thoughts come to mind. Mine, and this is where I weigh in, is with our our Les Paul, our heritage with guitar music and Les Paul, I would love to see Waukesha have a great live music venue. And I'm not talking like a Pfizer with like, you know, 15, 20,000 people, but, you know, more of like, if any of you have ever traveled to Ravinia in Highland Park, Illinois, in the northern Chicago suburbs, Highland Park, it's a very affluent suburb, and in the middle of this residential area, it's just kind of like a big backyard. They've got this incredible calendar of different types of live music events throughout the summer, and it's very eclectic. It's, you know, you think of some of your heaviest metal rock to cabaret, show tunes, classical music, acapella, gospel, rap, country, you name it, like all. It's, you know, check out the website, a lot of great things. And I think Waukesha would be a great, I think there's a venue for a Ravinia type concept in Waukesha. Sam's just giving me the notice that we've got some more bills to pay, but we're going to continue on this when we come back. And we're taking calls here as Don Brown Connect infiltrates Matt Flynn Direct, 1 week only, all things Waukesha. Tell us what you love about our city, what you don't like, what you can do to help. Stay tuned.